Berchiche qui a levé la tête, le centre est fort.
Oh, El Matador.
Edinson Cavani. Et de 25 pour lui cette saison.
That made it 2-0 on the night to Paris Saint-Germain against Monaco. The commentators on the French TV station beIN Sports were right to reach for the superlatives. It was a goal of the highest quality. Youri Bashiche picked up the ball on the left, just inside the Monaco half. He passed to Julian Draxler and dashed forward to collect the return. He sped on and whipped the ball across. Edinson Cavani rose over Djibril Sidibé to head home past the Monaco keeper Daniel Subasic. It was Cavani's 25th goal of the season, and Paris Saint-Germain were on their way to crushing Monaco 7-1. So, for the fifth time in 6 years, PSG were crowned champions of France. Since the QSI consortium took over in 2011, PSG have won 5 league titles, 5 league cups and 3 French cups. But €400 million wasn't spent on Neymar and Kylian Mbappe last summer for trips to the Stade de France and domestic dominance. The PSG owners want their side in Champions League finals. And it's the inability of the coach Unai Emery to satisfy that desire that will probably cost him his job. My colleague Andy May was at the Parc des Princes when PSG went out to Real Madrid in the last 16.
It's an astronomical amount of money that's been put forward by Nasser Al-Khelaifi and the PSG owners, all because they want one thing. They want to be champions of Europe. They want to join Real Madrid, AC Milan, Manchester United, the big clubs. It's one thing they badly want at PSG, and they've failed again, and they've failed quite miserably. When you look at the outlay, round of 16, last 2 years, under a coach they brought in solely to win the Champions League, it's quite a miserable failure.
I know it's over, still I cling. I don't know where else I can go.
So do you think the people at PSG, the top brass now, are thinking this is not the man who will lead us to the next level? Because, of course, that level is very difficult to get to, and Unai Emery isn't that man.
On the one hand, I think you can say, Paul, quite fairly, that it's been harsh on PSG, the draw. Round of 16, Barcelona. Round of 16, Real Madrid. But, look, you're going to have to beat those teams to win the title. I have no problem whatsoever saying to you right now, Unai Emery is gone. He's not going to be the manager of PSG next season. No chance.
Well, if it's not Emery, who will it be? The former Dortmund boss Thomas Tuchel is reported to have been signed up. If Tuchel is the man, he'll have to deal with some big egos. Cavani's not exactly the retiring sort, and neither is Neymar. The Brazilian joined from Barcelona for a world record fee of €222 million, but he was injured just before that Champions League second leg game against Real Madrid. The 26-year-old went back home to Brazil to recover and didn't fly over to watch the decisive game against Monaco. So much for solidarity. Neymar will doubtless shine at the World Cup for Brazil and will return to French soil to dazzle the fans next season in Ligue 1 as PSG defend their title. How will Manchester City do in the defence of the English Premier League? That's the question that many pundits have been asking since late last year, as Pep Guardiola's men started to run away with the championship. They won a record 18 consecutive matches and could have claimed the title on April the 8th in their 32nd league match of the season. But from 2-0 up against Manchester United, City contrived to lose 3-2. That victory for second-placed United was supposed to lead to a few more weeks of suspense before the coronation. But after City's 3-1 success at Wembley against Tottenham Hotspur on the 14th of April, United lost at Old Trafford to bottom-of-the-table West Bromwich Albion on the 15th. United's demise means 47-year-old Guardiola has now won league championships in Spain, Germany and England. He went to City in 2016 and his first season ended without a trophy. But at the end of his second season, he has the League Cup and the Premier League title to add to the 21 prizes he's amassed at Barcelona and Bayern Munich since 2009. The only blips this season for his City side came against Wigan in the FA Cup and Liverpool in the Champions League. Despite those setbacks, Guardiola's had nothing but praise for his troops.
So when one team in November, December have to hear every single day we are already champion, we are already champion, champion, it's so complicated to be focused what we have to do, and they have done. So and after that, in a competition like a Champions League, of decisions, the good opponents, of course, of that, but especially decisions happen in the both games, we cannot compete closer to Liverpool. But for the rest of the season, we were there. Even the game against Wigan, we were out 10 against 11. We were outstanding when we have done so. It's incredible. That guys are incredible. So just to, you know, to take a good decisions for the next season and keep going in that way.
The City skipper Vincent Kompany says he wants the team to defend the Premier League title in the way that Manchester United and Chelsea have done. City certainly have the players to achieve the feat. Nigel Rothband's a City supporter and presenter of the Man City Show podcast. Of course, he's not at all biased.
I think actually it's the quality of the football that we're playing and the fact that Guardiola is changing the way football's played. This whole footballing goalkeeper, I should say, who plays the ball from the back, lots of situations is acting as a sweeper. The fact we've got these overlapping fullbacks, we move the ball quickly, we shut people down, the pace that we attack. People say he doesn't have a plan B because he only knows one way to play. And I think he's been pretty determined to make sure that that's the way that City have played all season. And he doesn't need a plan B. I think his view is you score two or three, will we score three or four? And I think that the improvements that he's made this season, certainly the goalkeeper is a trade up from what we had before in Bravo, and Edison's had a superb season. Walker at right back's been brilliant. It's how he's improved players as well. That's the other thing, Paul. You know, you look at Sterling, who didn't have a great season last year. Kevin De Bruyne, who is probably one of the best players on the planet at the moment. He's up for Player of the Year, of course. Aguero continues to improve. Gundogan, who I think is probably one of the most underrated players in the Premier League, and he's been absolutely awesome. So I think that's kind of what has excited me so much, not just the points tally and the fact that we had it in the bag some time ago, but it's the quality of the football, the way that Pep is kind of, if you'd like, in reinventing football in this country. And it's just such an exciting spectacle to watch. And as a fan, it's so thrilling.
There's obviously been quite a lot of money spent on the Manchester City project. Here in France, PSG have waltzed to the title, but they seem to be disappointed because they haven't won the Champions League. Pep Guardiola took City to the quarterfinals, but he doesn't seem to be panicking. He seems to have the experience to say that Champions League is a different kind of beast. The comparisons are obvious. PSG seem to be panicking. Manchester City aren't.
You're absolutely right. And they talk about a project, don't they, of course, which is not a expression I particularly like. But it is. There's been huge investment. But again, Manchester City are not the only club that have had huge investment. You look at the top four or five clubs, they've all had big investments over the years. And I think if you would have said to me at the start of the season, you're going to end up winning two trophies, I probably would have been quite happy with that. And I think most Man City fans would be. The Premier League was the priority, and we've won that by some considerable margin very early in the season. And the Champions League, yes, we won the European Cup Winners' Cup back in 1970, but we've not won a European title since. And it is the one thing that has still eluded us. But I think what is exciting is the fact that the owners are trusting Pep. There's all sort of talk of him extending his contract. And they are being patient with him because I think they recognise he is probably, if not the best, one of the best managers, one of the best coaches on the planet. And they recognise that with the investment again, and we're going to invest, aren't we, again this summer, probably need another striker, we probably need another holding midfielder, maybe another centre-back. You know, there's three or four maybe new positions to be filled. And with that, we will continue to improve. And they absolutely believe that we will win the Champions League. It's the one prize that's eluded us, but they're confident we're going to do it. And if we're not going to do it with Pep, who are we going to do it with? So I think they've probably said to him, you know, you've got a couple of years, let's be patient, and we'll give you the backing that you need. And I think he'll prove that the team have got what it takes, and we will ultimately win the Champions League title at some point. If it's not year, next year, maybe the year after.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talks.
Here comes the money. Money, money, money.
Dollar, dollar.
Well, that's confidence in the manager. On this side of the English Channel, PSG's Unai Emery also has two titles under his belt. However, unlike Guardiola, Emery could be at a new club next season. It's just a question of how the bosses view success. Well, that's it from Sports Insight for this week. My thanks to David Costa for studio production. From me, Paul Myers. Ciao.
Your bets, here's where the buck stops. See, first of all, I'm stepping out on my own. About time I elevated to claim my own throne. Success in my blood, call it homegrown. Puerto Rican testosterone. Power and money got me crazy cocky. No longer need you, poppy. I know you're mad because you can't stop me. And if you wonder how this player done scooped your honey, I think she smell my cologne. It's called brand new money. Making major moves, man, and a damn thing funny. Pimpin' hood rats, the playboy bunnies. They see the... They see it, they see it.
Say what?
Money.
I'm global, dollar, and roll with Val 50. Like to go out smelling fresh and looking spiffy. Don't like clean money, I want my wrist to be filthy. Pops with their retirement fund, I can't judge till I'm 60. So what am I supposed to do? Rolling through. Steady patting them pockets till I'm stacking a hole in two. Ching, ching, bling, bling, catching cash and lump. It's a polo, get a jacket, I'm selling them out my trunk. Whenever, whatever, it takes a shake down a dollar. Must go in that direction, wait a minute, holla, holla. All wants to know where they go, where they winning. A Meek and Marshall Monday, smelling just like a mint. For 7 digits at a time, see my children chilling. The best, never worse. See, we never get the pebbles, they got the rocks first. Big folks, I'm locking. Ching, ching, we're mocking. I'm rocking. My family Christmas stockings are shocking. Fine women, any weather. Naughty denim and leather. Call it chicken, whatever. Sunday get better. I'm one smart cookie, the bet that smacks rookies. My stock's on top, your checks bounce while mine's booking. Wrist, I must rock it. Chick, stop it, I knock it. Cash looks like I got a gang of fists in my pockets. Fist in my pockets, fist in my pockets.
Here comes the money.